I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Afghanistan's president is creating a stir. Hamid Karzai has threatened to send Afghan troops into neighboring Pakistan. President Karzai claims the right to do so because he says terrorists cross over from Pakistan to attack Afghan and foreign forces. This warning from the Afghan president found sympathy, but not quite an endorsement from President Bush. We're going to have that story in just a moment. First, we turn to our reporter, The World's Quill Lawrence, in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Quill, the acrimony between Afghanistan and Pakistan has a considerable history. How come it would be right now that Afghanistan's president is saying, we're going to stop this by sending troops into Pakistan?
Well, out of frustration, mostly. This was in response. President Karzai had returned from the Paris meeting of donors to Afghanistan. He was hoping to hold a press conference about what broad support he'd received from the international community. Instead, he came home to the news from Friday night that a massive prison break, which was staged by the Taliban in the province of Kandahar, had taken place, freeing almost 1,000 prisoners, among them 350 Taliban. Now, President Karzai has repeatedly threatened and warned Pakistan about these cross-border raids, which NATO forces say have doubled in recent months. And it seemed to be just out of frustration that Karzai was saying that Afghanistan had a right to hot pursuit of these militants who are based in Pakistan and cross the border to attack all along that border to the south and east.
Additionally, Quill, we're getting news today of about 500 Taliban rebels who have amassed in two villages near Kandahar, where that prison break was. Can you tell us more about what's been happening on that front?
There are conflicting reports. We've heard from local sources on the ground that in Arghandab district, the Taliban have massed there and taken control. The Afghan Minister of Defense had a press conference, a rushed press conference this afternoon, to deny that the Taliban have taken control of any villages in Kandahar. But at the same time, he announced that extra units of the Afghan army were heading down there. As well, ISAF and NATO forces are redeploying towards that area. We don't know the exact details, but it does seem like there's some serious military activity there.
And does the minister say whether or not he believes that these Taliban militants in these two villages are from the prison break, that they were prisoners up until the time that this bomb went off and they were able to escape the prison last week?
We've heard from international military sources here in Kabul that they suspect there's increased activity in the region because of these extra insurgents who escaped from the prison. The Afghan defense minister is denying that there is any increase in Taliban control in these villages. He also referred to President Karzai's comments about launching hot pursuit raids into Pakistan. He simply said that he would use all the resources he had to carry out the president's orders. It's not clear at this point that there'll be any sort of incursion anytime soon.
If there is an incursion eventually, would Americans be part of it?
Well, Americans have been taking a more robust line about following targets across the border or hitting targets inside Pakistan. This seems to be raising some nerves in Islamabad because they see that President Karzai's comments might be taking note from the Americans that they're going to have a more aggressive policy.
What is the reaction there to what Karzai is threatening?
Certainly people here on the ground resent the Pakistani influence. Pakistan was, of course, supportive of the Taliban. But at the same time, there is a growing and surprising resentment of Karzai on the ground here. People who only a few years ago were supportive and believing things that Karzai was saying now tell me that they don't think his government is credible. It's because of issues of corruption and security. And while they support the sentiment of stopping these cross-border raids, most of the people I spoke with today about Karzai's comments said that they just didn't think the Afghan army had it in them. They thought it was empty talk.
All right. Thank you very much. The World's Quill Lawrence in the capital of Afghanistan, Kabul. Thanks, Quill.
Thank you, Lisa.